In Tufresh Tadihei, Sifiz, the Ramah says, Ukshachal Perm, Yom Shishi, when Perm falls out on a Friday, Yaso, Suda B'Shachas, Hashem Kavod Shabbos, you should do the Suda in the morning, on Friday morning, in order that you still be hungry for Shabbos. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah says it should be done before Chatzos Hayom. The An Ephraim writes in the name of the Maharil that you could L'chatchila do the meal up until the 10th hour. But if it continues into nightfall, then you have to follow the halachas of Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet about stopping Ben Hashmashos and being porous Mapo Makadesh, which we try not to do. There are some who have the minhag to do so, but most people have the minhag when it falls out on a Friday to just do the Suda in the morning. The Ramah continues, Mishorotza Lasos Atam B'Shachas Harshus B'Yadu. You can always do the Suda in the morning, even when it doesn't fall out on a Friday. Yishom Sheishlach HaMachal Zeronim B'Purim Ezechal Zeronim. There are some who say that you should eat Zeronim on Purim, just like Daniel. Tov la'asok ma'at b'Torah kodem she'aschal asuda. You should have some Torah learning before you start your meal. V'samach l'davar, based on the pasuk in the Megillah, Yehudim ma'isor v'simcha, v'darshin an ora zo Torah. V'chai b'mishnah v'simcha k'sas v'shnei yamim yadal v'tesvav. You should have some type of mishnah v'simcha on both days. V'chai nagu. V'yeshom hizik echad es chaveiro, mikoch simchas purim, pater melashalim. Some say that Dharma quotes that if one damages someone else because of the Simcha of Purim, they do not have to pay. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach, who is mechav between a large damage and a small damage, and is mechav between damage to one's body and damage to one's money. That on a large damage we are makbid, and the minhag is not to pater a large damage as well. It is only if the damage occurs because of the Simchas Purim. But if you stam go up to someone and damage them on Purim and think that the fact that it's Purim is going to get you off the hook, you would be wrong. Sif Gimel, Omer al Anisim and Berkas Amazon. We recite al Anisim in benching, the Berkas Aretz in right before the Al Hakol. In Hizchil, Sudaso, Bayom, Umashkar al Ailah, if you started the meal during the day and it continued into night, Omer al Anisim. You say al Anisim, Debasar Tchila Suda Azlinan, because we follow the beginning of the Suda, Basar Tchila Suda Azlinan. V'yeshmish Omer She'in La'amro, some say that no, even if it continues into night, you should not say al Anisim. V'nogin Kesvar Rishona, we follow the first opinion that you do say al Anisim in such a situation. If you forget al Anisim in benching, Mishnah Berurah quotes that some say you go back and some say you don't go back, and Safik Brachos Lahakel. When Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos and it continues into nightfall, you have to mention Ritzeh because it's Shabbos. So then how could you say Al-Nisim is in Tarte de Sasre? So some say that since the Hazkar of Al-Nisim is not so chomer, you would say only Ritzeh and not Al-Nisim in such a situation. Again, the Ramah paskins that if you do go into the night, we follow the first opinion, which says that you would say Al Hanisim, even though you started the meal beforehand. It's only when it falls out on Erev Shabbos, you go on to Friday night, where it's a Tarte de Sasri to say Al Hanisim at night, along with Ritzeh, that you would not say Al Hanisim in such a situation. Siv Dalid, Chayav Lishloach L'chaver Shtei Manos, one needs to send two items, Shtei Manos Basar, Osham Minei Achalim, two pieces of meat or some other type of food, you have to send two things to one person in order to fulfill this mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tshuva as being in Sion, who is not sure in a situation where you bring it yourself, and not through a shaliach, are you yotze, because the word is umishloach manos, which sounds like it needs to be through shlichus. So is this bedavka or not? It's a discussion whether this is the case or not. Some people are makbid to do so, some people are not makbid to do so. It doesn't hurt to try and do it through a shaliach. The Mishnah Berurah also says that it's not just meat. You can send drinks also to fulfill this mitzvah. And you can have one food and one drink if you want also. It has to be something which is not raw, though, something which does not require cooking. Because Mishloach Manos has to be something, says the Mishnah Berurah, which you could eat immediately. Some say that as long as it's shechted and you could cook it, that's enough. But others say that it should not be sent when it is raw. There's a discussion what the reason for the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is, whether it is in order to be mar bereis, to cause more friendship and achdus, that's the Manos Levi, or the reasoning of the Trumas Adeshin, that it's in order for it to be something which can be used to fulfill the Suda. So if you say the first opinion of Trumas Deshin, it would have to be something that can be used for the Suda. If you send something which is candy or something like that, so there are opinions which say that you are Yotze in such a situation. The Kaf HaChaim and the Ish HaLevron both say that you can send Divrei Metika, and that is enough. And Zechai Yadam says also, but others say no, it has to dafka be something that you could fulfill your Suda with. What if you send something that the person who's receiving it can't eat for health purposes, or they're not up to their standards of kashrus. Or Rav Yashav says l'chili you shouldn't do so. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that you're not yotze. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you are yotze in such a situation, even if you can't eat it. Obviously, it should be avoided, but if you do so, you would still be yotze the mitzvah, according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach.